Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Go ahead with Bumble.
And we're swiping. Yeah, no.
Oh, you decided you don't like that idea?
Wait, this guy's got a wine glass.
Definitely swipe on him.
Y'all, I made a Bumble. Because I'm a lonely bitch. What, he's coloring on a guitar? Fuck you, dude.
He has a cat, though.
Look at this.
Not all people with cats are winners.
No. Left.
I don't like his eyebrows.
I don't like him.
We got a guest here today, y'all.
I thought we'd wait to introduce her.
Right. Hey, but say hey real fast and then we'll roll our theme song.
Don't move that fucking mic.
Hey real fast.
Seven more seconds till the theme song.
And let's go.
All right. Oh.
And welcome
to another week
of your favorite podcast.
What's your excuse?
That's right. I'm pretty lit already, so I'm just going to throw that out there right now.
Good. I thought maybe we wouldn't open with that one.
Nope, I'm gonna.
All right.
I'm nothing.
Well, clearly,
I'm
you fucking did it.
I'm only about the truth here.
Well, I wish that you weren't.
We tell.
Good.
Every day to get out of shit.
Perfect.
But yeah, so here we are. We're here. We got Megan, we got Caitlin,
yep.
And we've got Trinity.
Hello.
You're going to have to come in a lot closer.
Yeah. Hello.
Yep.
Real close to me.
Y'all probably want to hold your mic.
We should be cheek to cheek, like
yeah.
Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett.
All right. That's good. That's real good.
I'm drinking wine, and Torchy's already got me pretty lit, so let's go.
Yep.
I don't know why you opened the other bottle of wine, honestly.
I do. It's already open.
Nope.
I have my
no
nice
idea.
Little Rhino wine stopper. Thanks, Mom.
Doesn't mean you had to pour a glass.
Yes, it did. It was already open.
Yeah, but you stopped it.
Jesus said, take the wheel,
okay.
Bitch, and nope. Drink this wine.
None of that. None of those things are things that Jesus said.
Jesus said all that in the Bible.
No. Nope.
1 Corinthians.
I wish you were less wrong.
I don't.
But you're so wrong.
Kevin, drink this now.
So, oh, good. Just make sure and chug it real fast.
This is not a chugging wine.
Okay.
It kind of tastes like old cheese.
Cool.
How's your week been?
It's Monday.
Monday. Yeah, well, we recorded last Monday. They don't know.
Yeah. Well, now they do. So it's been.
We also did say it's Monday last time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been all right. It's so far. Just hanging out. Ryan's on vacation finally.
Yeah, that's right. This week fucking sucks.
Okay, you're going out of town starting tomorrow till Thursday.
Thursday morning. I'm getting back like 10 a.m. Thursday morning.
But are you working at Starbucks on Thursday morning?
I got Wednesday covered because, okay, my stupid brother worried me because this motherfucker passed out in the shower and busted his face all open yesterday. He's in the hospital all day yesterday.
Oh.
So I'm going to San Marcos tomorrow night to go visit him.
Oh, okay.
And say, hey, dumb fuck, are you alive? But also, I love you.
Like,
and I'm
that's
sorry.
Not the best way to approach it.
He doesn't listen.
All right.
He doesn't have to know. I'll just get there and say, hey, you want some dinner, bud? Okay, let's go get some dinner. Also, I love you, and I've been very scared the past 2 days.
Yeah.
So, oh, God.
Caitlin's decided to run an experiment and leave Kiki out of the bedroom
okay,
today.
Pause.
We're going to stop it.
Job.
We're going to stop this so that we can get her out of here because it has not been panning out the way that she thought it would. All right. Got Kiki the fuck out of here.
Yeah, bye, bitch. Anyways, so I'm going up there tomorrow to visit him.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't planned. I did get my Wednesday shift covered, though. So
well, that's
I
good.
See him. So, and then it also is convenient that Ryan and Connor are both gone. Because this morning I had to open with a bunch of fucking idiots.
Oh, okay.
And I already, like, literally the moment I opened, almost texted Ryan saying, "Where the fuck are you? I hate you. Get your ass back here." And I didn't because I didn't want to bother him on his vacation.
No, do not text him the minute you open at all this week.
It'll be Friday.
Not once.
Because I'm off tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah. Blitz. So who's opening the fucking store?
Bunch of amateurs, though, I'll tell you that.
Well, all right.
Literally, their three best openers are gone.
Yeah. Oh, shit, dude.
I don't give a fuck. I told Rachel. Rachel the other day was like, Rachel, sorry, I know you also sometimes listen to this. She was like, she said something about it, and I said, Rachel, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't give a fuck about this store the moment I leave these doors. And I said, also, not when I'm here either. I don't give a fuck, ever.
Good.
And she goes, oh.
I'm sure she really liked that.
And I was like, well, I'm just trying to be honest with you.
All right.
I'm just here for the health benefits and because I like some of these people sometimes.
Well, changing topics here. We did get our first Patreon.
We did. Fucking shout out to patron. Ashley.
H.
I almost said your full name. She's been a dear friend of mine for a long time. And she said that autographed photo of Kiki got her.
Yep. So, yep.
I don't blame you. I mean, who else wouldn't want a fucking autographed photo of my fat ass cat?
Well,
who screams?
Yeah, your loud ass cat.
But really, thank you so much. Your donation means a whole lot to us.
And yeah.
I tried to respond, but I'm be honest, I didn't remember our Patreon login. I wasn't going to respond. Because it wasn't our normal password.
Yep.
Because I tried it like 6 times.
Okay.
It wasn't.
All right.
Something was wrong.
I will change that.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
All right.
Anyways, just you wait. It's coming for you, and you will never regret it. I promise.
Yeah.
For when you do.
Except for when you stop subscribing.
Yes, because you're like, wow, that wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
Just kidding. You're the real MVP, and you know, shout out to you. You mean the most to us out of anyone in this whole world right now.
Well, I'm appreciative. This is undying gratitude
for
me.
Nothing else matters besides this podcast for me. No, I'm just joking.
Huh.
Hey, kill me.
So, basically, she...
Donate. What? I was going to say donate. Okay.
Yeah. So...
Okay.
All right. So, basically what we're saying is you should go to our Patreon and make sure to donate.
Yeah, she did the highest tier. She was a chicken sandwich connoisseur.
Yep.
So, I mean, even if you want to just give us your thoughts and prayers, we're fine with that. Or if you want to be a broke-ass bitch, we are too. So
yeah.
We feel you.
Anything you can spare, we really appreciate it.
You want to be a bowling hat, babe? We got you. But really, you should all be chicken sandwich connoisseurs because you're here. You're still here. And help us live, please.
All right. So, do you want to tell them what we're going to talk about this week?
Did I tell them about my week yet?
Kaylin, how was your week?
I know that they care. Well, I pretty much already told them my brother was in the hospital. That was kind of sad. I did watch a movie. One time I went out to lunch and the person I was meeting took like 2 hours to fucking show up. So he's not going to listen unless I tell him to. So.
All right.
So, yeah, I mean, I had fun. I drank some good beer. Got day drunk on a Saturday.
Neat.
And remembered I have a problem. Speaking
of
which, I'm drunk now.
You've already announced that one.
I'm just making sure everyone knows.
Yep.
Let's get it all out in the open. Just kidding. It's been a great day. Everyone's great. Got my babes here.
All right, so...
We're talking about...
There we go.
People have broke up their marriages today.
All right.
Because we've been married, both of us, so many times.
Yep.
Not really.
None.
But, man, she's going to talk.
Yeah, Kiki is not shutting the fuck up.
So, yeah, today we found this article. It's called 21... God damn it, Kat. 21 Ridiculous Reasons People Have Canceled... reasons brides have canceled their weddings. But I'm pretty sure it's not just brides. I think this person is uninformed.
Okay.
Because I went through here, and they're not all brides. Like, some of them are definitely grooms. So, I don't know.
Okay.
It's on an app called Whisper.
Okay.
I don't fucking know what that is, but we're just going to steal your shit like we always do.
Yep.
So, shout out Whisper. We're stealing your stuff. I'm going to go ahead and fucking warn y'all. Some of this is kind of sad, so...
Neat!
Yeah. We're just going to, like, say it real fast and be like, that's a reason you can get out of your wedding. Also, you're a dick. And peace out.
All right.
You ever got out of a wedding, Trinity? Here, get in here.
Like, being in a wedding?
Well,
I was engaged.
Probably a relationship would suffice.
No, never been close to any sort of commitment of that level.
Same.
So, no.
Well,
did you have to get out of getting out of a wedding, though? That's kind of
no, fun. Also only been asked to be in a wedding twice, and one was my sister's, so.
Yay!
And you didn't want to get out of it.
That's fair, though. Okay, well, the caption of this one says, this seems way harsh, so let's see what we're in for, y'all.
Here we go.
My fiance wanted a bachelor party. I told him no, and he called off the wedding for it. Yeah, bitch. Fucking let him have a bachelor party. And I'm sorry, I mean bitch enduringly, but like...
No, you don't.
No.
Never once has the phrase, yeah, bitch, been meant endearingly.
I mean, I call everyone a bitch. I'm like, I saw Trinity today and I said, what up, bitch? Like,
oh my God.
I just mean bitch. Like, I say bitch like, girl.
Yeah. It's girl. A good thing if you're friends. Yeah. If you're talking to somebody, then...
Yeah. Okay. Well, it is bitch. I'm gonna be honest. Just let him have a bachelor party. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Let him get some vagina cakes or something, you know?
What?
I don't know. Women get fucking penis cupcakes and shit for their bachelorette party. He can have a vagina cake. I don't know why you would want that. They're not appealing.
All right. But. So, says, I canceled my wedding because I don't find him physically attractive anymore. When did you realize that? Because I feel like that wasn't an overnight thing.
Yeah. Probably you're stewing on that for a little bit.
That would be my assumption.
What do you think? You got some interest?
Input?
Input? Fuck.
I'm halfway listening because I'm texting somebody.
That's okay. So Caitlin's halfway talking.
She found someone on Bumble too.
Oh, good.
We're just on the Bumble train tonight, y'all.
Bumble train. I like it because I don't get unsolicited dick pics.
Yeah. I think that's why most people like it.
Also, I've never done a dating app, so this is brand new whole world for me. Fucking, I'm like Aladdin. Leave that snort in. When you can't fake it anymore is the title of this one. I told people I canceled my wedding because of my health, but that's only part of it. The other part is I didn't want others to see how little he actually loved me. Go.
What?
Oh my God.
I fucking told you it got dark. Jesus.
Real fucking fast.
What? I mean,
well,
that's sad because then why'd you get engaged? She also kind of loved him. And then, yeah, why the...
Well, like, why didn't you approach this topic...
Sooner.
Yeah.
Like, be like, when he gets down and on one knee and you go, do you actually love me?
I even feel like sooner than that would be a pretty great idea.
We're out to dinner one day and you're, like, smacking somebody else's ass. Like...
Yeah, I have a feeling that's not what happened in this scenario.
I don't know. Could be.
Well, maybe.
Hey.
We're going to move right past that one.
Yeah, that's sad. So hard pass. Bye. Good luck.
So this one says, I canceled my wedding because I'm too afraid of my fiance cheating on me and ruining it. He has no idea.
Okay, well, stop being paranoid.
Why are you afraid of that? Was there a past incident?
You got some input? Just joking. I could understand this, if he had cheated on her previously. Yeah.
But in that case, why'd you get engaged?
Exactly.
Probably should have.
I can't talk
cut that
because,
off.
Like, I've been cheated on so many times, and every time they're like, let's try it again, and I'm like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, that's
and
dumb.
And I'm like,
what? That's a bad idea.
It has been, okay, it has been like at least 5 years, so.
Well, I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can acknowledge that's a bad idea.
Oh, yeah, 100%. No, yeah. It's never worked out.
Yeah,
I'll
no.
I'll tell you that.
Nope.
So maybe you should have canceled your wedding. You probably did the smart thing. Good job on you.
Yeah.
This one says, karma? Question mark. I'm engaged and called off my wedding because I'm in love with someone else. We never cheated, but he begged me not to get married. He decided to stay with his girlfriend. I'm heartbroken. Well,
sorry you about get your what bad you get. Luck.
you don't throw a fit.
Well, I don't care if you throw a fit, but I think people are going to feel sorry for you. That's no. for damn sure.
Yeah, and both of you are in a relationship, but if you were like the other person. And you're like, oh my God, he's totally going to leave me for this. Like, he's totally going to leave this bitch for me. You're wrong.
Chances are, even if he does that, he's probably then going to leave you for someone else.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm also not sorry.
Yeah.
Because maybe
I feel very little pity.
Devoted husband. Well, he probably wasn't devoted.
I mean, don't stay with him if you're not happy, but yeah. Like... Maybe don't call it off for someone else.
Exactly, exactly. So that was a fun story that we just learned right now. Here's another one.
I called off my wedding because I told him he still gave me butterflies every time I saw him. He said he didn't get them anymore. I'm worth more than that.
Are you?
Here's the thing. Once you, I don't know. It sounds like you want like a rom-com style romance for the rest of your life.
But if you look at any rom-com, instead of like a realistic,
instead of like a realistic long-lasting relationship.
Yeah.
Like yes, you should still love each other and feel that way, but expecting like
butterflies.
Oh my God.
My stomach is in my throat.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen.
Just be realistic about your relationships.
Yeah. Exactly. So this one says, I canceled my wedding because I had feelings for someone who didn't like me back, and I have no regrets. I mean, no regrets, not even a single letter. Good job on you.
Wait, you canceled your wedding for someone who didn't like you back?
Yep.
All right. Well, I mean, at least you...
I mean, yeah, I guess if you're getting married and you're, like, so into someone else... Yeah, you probably shouldn't get married.
Anymore. Yeah.
So it's probably a good thing that you did go ahead and cancel it.
Yeah.
And it's okay that they didn't like you back.
Yep.
But, I mean, yeah.
She probably also had hopes that if she canceled it, he would like her back and then they would end up together. But it probably didn't end up that way.
And so she's trying to be like, I'm a strong bitch.
Yeah. I'm a good person.
No regrets. But she probably cries about it every night.
All right.
I'm on the same level as you.
Good Lord.
I cry about everything always.
I called off my wedding because, no, I'm not doing this.
What?
No.
Nope. Say?
No.
Nope. Whisper it to me.
No.
Please.
These are so fucking depressing.
I know, I told you some of them were really sad.
And here, I just skipped like three because fuck those. It says, I called off my wedding because I can't deal with the drama my in-laws bring. Am I right or wrong?
Right, 100% right. Don't deal with that shit. This isn't Everybody Loves Raymond.
I feel like I disagree.
I mean,
you don't live with your in-laws.
With Raymond's mom.
I mean, but here's the other thing is that this isn't Everybody Loves Raymond, and your parents probably don't live next door.
How much salt I put in shit, and I'd be like, "Bitch, I love salt."
Are you still talking about Raymond's mother?
I am.
Okay. Well, I'm also going to say this is not Everybody Loves Raymond.
I'm generally speaking,
generally speaking, your in-laws don't live right next door to you.
Do you love your in-laws?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
good. I actually really do.
Y'all should get married. When can I ordain your... You know I'm an ordained minister?
Yeah, I don't know.
I am. I got bored one day.
That's good,
I can't marry you in the state of, like, Pennsylvania, but
okay.
If you want to get married here in Texas, I got you.
All right.
I'll be your minister.
Your parents will put you on the list, yeah.
That'd be great.
We'll put you on the considerations list.
And first choice list.
All right, go ahead.
Hey,
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I called off my wedding because I refused to marry a woman who is not as financially responsible as I am.
That's Ryan wrote that. I 100%.
Oh, shit, man. I mean, I can't talk because...
I mean, yeah, I'm fiscally irresponsible.
Hell yeah, I see something, I like it, I want it, I got it.
Yeah.
I'm Ariana Grande
exactly.
over here.
Yep.
So...
I can't talk shit about this.
We've been shopping together.
I don't know what the right thing is to do here.
Fucking don't be financially responsible. What up, bitch? Moving along. Here you go.
All right. I called off my wedding because I was tired of lying to myself about my sexual orientation.
Hell yeah. Good for you.
That's very good.
Fucking
good for you.
Get you, man.
I'm very happy for you.
Woman. I called off my wedding because my best friend, quote unquote, didn't like him. Her and I aren't even friends anymore. So, I mean,
but if she's your best friend, there's probably a reason she didn't like him.
Also, yeah, like, I mean, maybe you're not best friends anymore because you decided to call off your wedding and then you blamed her for it.
Yeah, maybe.
So, that's a possibility. You probably called off your wedding because not only because you had something, because your best friend said that, you probably had some deeper seated issues that you don't want to talk about right now. That's totally fine. But, I mean, don't put all the blame on your best friend.
No, you can't do that.
It's not her fault. She was just telling you the goddamn truth.
Yeah, she was trying to be a friend.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe you should...
And that's why I never tell my friends anything about their relationships.
Oh.
It's just dangerous water.
I did that today.
Neat.
I know everything. Yeah. I know absolutely everything there is to know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Neat.
So give your best friend a call back and say, hey, bitch. Sorry I canceled my wedding because of you and blamed you for it, but you're great and I love you and I don't blame you anymore.
All right. I have to cancel my wedding, so she hasn't done it yet. I have to cancel my wedding because I'm pregnant and will be due around the same time. I don't know how to tell everyone.
Just pay the gym that shit up.
Pregnant at your wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, or move your wedding up a few months.
One of my best friends in the whole world got, married when she was pregnant, and they had some real fucking cute photos with her in her dress and him kissing her belly and shit.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking terrified of pregnant women, as most of you probably know at this point, but I was there for that. I called off my wedding because I'm convinced that there's someone out there better for me. Just not sure if I'm right. Well, probably wrong.
So. Yeah. I mean, fuck you.
Yep.
If you're constantly out there looking for better.
Something better, you're not going to find nothing. So have fun. Good luck. Everyone sucks. Just learn that.
All right.
I'm an optimist at heart.
I just ended my 6-year relationship and called off my wedding because I think he's gay and can't admit it. That's not really for you to decide.
And he has 100% his.
I mean, if you don't think that he's in love with you, then call off your wedding. But I don't think you get to be like, I'm pretty sure you're gay. No.
I mean, I've had boyfriends who I'm still kind of convinced are gay, but I didn't break up with them because of that.
Yeah, no.
Broke up with them for other reasons.
Yeah.
Still believe they're gay.
All right.
You know who.
I know.
God. I was dumped and called off my wedding because I gained weight. Now I'll never date again. Okay, well, that's probably a lie.
That's an exaggeration.
Yeah.
That's dramatic.
Yeah. Calm your tits.
Wait, come on.
But let me just say, it's life-shattering to be dumped for that reason. Yeah.
Duh.
I 100% agree. The one time I was told, you've gained a lot of weight. I'm still fucked up over it. It's been about 2 weeks. 2-3 weeks, and I'm still mad.
Oh my god, you're still upset about that?
Yes.
That's not ridiculous. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's sarcasm, friendo.
I was
friendo.
I look in the mirror every day, and that's all I hear. So.
This is a real uplifting episode we've got on our hands.
So, that's really so sad, and I'm sorry that you got dumped and had to call off your wedding because of weight gain. That is so sad.
I mean, fuck that guy.
Yeah. Fuck him. You deserve better. You're a boss ass bitch.
But like, don't let him decide that for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, if he's going to say that shit to you, you deserve a whole lot better than that anyways. And it's probably good that he got the fuck out because you don't need that in your life. And you're going to find someone better. Maybe. I can't tell the future.
Here's a good one. I said, my feet are getting cold. He said, mine too. Let's cancel the wedding. I meant that my feet were outside the covers.
Can you hear my feet?
Oh my God.
That's so sad. Oh my God.
That's horrifying.
I can't ever. Oh God.
This will be our last one.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
Because I didn't want to read that one, so I scrolled down and it ended up being the last one.
Oh, okay, so this one right here.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Or we could just end on my feet are cold.
No, it's okay, I'll read. I called off my wedding because the relationship needs a lot of work. I know that we'll be in a better place after working things out, but I can't shake the feeling of shame. Hey.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Like, that is, honestly, okay. Get real honest with y'all. Hey, don't hate. One of my biggest fears is that one day I'll actually find someone I like enough to get married to. And then they're going to propose to me. And A, I'm going to say no. Because my sarcastic ass is always like, nah, no. Always, automatically. And then in front of like my family and friends, I'm going to be like, no. Which is going to be bad for starters. So if you're any of you are listening, just it's fair warning that's coming. B, also, like, I would also be afraid to say no.
Why?
Because if it's like someone I'm not like actually like wanting, I mean.
Yeah, but like, why would you be afraid to say no if you didn't want to marry them? Realistically, you shouldn't continue a long-term relationship if you don't want to marry them.
No. But sometimes people like pop the question without like actually having like thoroughly talked about it.
Yeah.
And I'm just worried that that'll happen and then I'll panic and because I'm in front of all these people and say yes.
But that's what I'm saying is that if you haven't, if they pop the question without thoroughly talking about it, the chances are you probably should have broken up with them beforehand.
Yes. I'm just saying that I will probably still say yes.
Oh, okay.
And then have to have that conversation later.
Oh, good.
And it'll be a big old mess. And then I'll have to be like, oh, yeah, we should have worked on this relationship like long ass time ago because I haven't been feeling it for 2 years. But thanks.
This seems weirdly personal.
It's me. This is what I just went through. Oh my God. What I'm going through right now. It's like, you know my life.
Do you have a personal excuse right now?
No. I've been trying to think this whole time I've been sitting here and I'm just blanking. Okay, guys? I apologize. Okay.
Well, don't worry. We will pop quiz you.
Yeah. They never end up well.
Okay, we'll try. We're going to keep trying and it won't happen. So
that's all we've got as far as the excuses.
First off, have you ever used like an excuse to get out of anything, like school, going to work, doing something, going out to a friend's birthday party, going out to just drinks in general? Give me just an excuse you've used ever. This is Trinity, by the way. She is a dear friend of mine.
I have used an excuse to get out of going out before.
Let's hear it.
It's really lame. It's nothing extravagant. It's that's just okay.
I choked on a chicken sandwich, and that's how this all started. So,
I mean, an excuse is, I'm having dinner with my family, or I don't feel very good. Lame shit that nobody really cares about.
Do you say explosive diarrhea?
I've never said that. I've said that I am hungover before and that I couldn't go anywhere.
Was that an excuse or was it just fact?
And it was real.
Oh, okay.
At different times. Yeah. It just depends.
Okay.
But I've never used an extravagant excuse before, which I guess I need to.
Yeah.
To be a part of your group.
So. Yeah, you do.
No, it's okay. You can use not extravagant excuses. I'm getting some photos for our story.
So, Trinity, what we're going to do now is we're going to go through a list of things that you might want to use an excuse to get out of.
Okay.
And you're going to give us your best excuse. Yep. Other than, I have dinner plans with my family, I have a hangover, or I don't
the
feel well.
Excuses.
Yeah. Okay. Those don't count
all right,
in
let's
this.
Let's go. Let's go.
Okay. Caitlin, would you like to give the first scenario?
Okay. Well, fuck. So, did you give an excuse earlier for getting out of a wedding?
No.
No.
No. Okay.
I've never had to get out of a wedding. I've only been in two weddings.
Okay. Well, let's backtrack a little bit. Have you ever had to get out of a date? And if so, what have you used? Slash, or if you went on a date to get someone out free food, what up?
Yep.
Also, I had a really bad response from that, by the way. Somebody was like, you went on dates to get free food? That's really fucked up of you. And I'm like,
is it? You're going on dates to get free pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
So
you're just here for one thing. I'm
who
here
said
for one
that?
Thing. Give me.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, yeah, I'm here to get food. You're here to get pussy. That's the deal. Okay?
I mean, honestly, you're there to enjoy the company, and so am I.
Right. I
and
was going
to
say,
you asked me out on a date anticipating.
You're here for this.
You asked me out on a date anticipating paying for dinner. I said yes. We both got what we wanted out of this. You got a date. I got dinner.
You got to
you're
be seen
fucking
in
welcome.
Public with me.
You're welcome.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just kidding to the person who said that. You're really great, and I'm sorry that I just joked about it. But I never used you
I'm
for
not.
That reason. Good job. You're welcome.
My whole thing is it takes a lot for me to actually go out with somebody when I meet them over texting or however.
Yeah.
So I feel like I always just stall more than I give an excuse.
So you just ghost.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I did one time this guy wanted to hang out and I had already stalled with him for several weeks. And I
right.
was like, oh, my grandma's in the hospital. I have
oh,
to go
shit.
To the hospital. That wasn't true. And then I felt like karma was coming
oh,
my way.
Yeah.
Nothing ever happened to my sweet grams.
Well, that's
so thank
good.
God. But
thank the Lord.
Really? I've said my grandma's in the hospital before and that I couldn't go to dinner.
Okay.
So, but that's,
I will say we have talked shit about people who use people to get out of.
It's true.
Yes, okay. I'm aware of that. But okay. here I am. I'm a shitty person.
Yeah,
so
well.
What are you going to do about it.
You're not a shitty.
It's just a dangerous. It's a dangerous game.
They could have killed me. We don't know. I could have saved my own life
exactly.
by not going.
You did.
Okay. So, I mean, that kind of gets down to the nitty gritty of it. But what? We'll give you one of the ones that we gave Ryan. You want to get out of going to a friend's birthday party or birthday celebration? You don't want to go. How do you get out of it?
If they don't know my work schedule, I tell them I have to work.
Okay.
If they know my work schedule, I tell them that I'm sick.
Okay.
Those are my two classics.
Okay.
I don't have any other good ones besides those.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, Caitlin.
We.
You're going to do one more?
Yeah. We can do a few more. So many things.
I want to get out of this podcast right now.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you want to get out of when your friend drunkenly asks you to get into a podcast, how do you get out of it?
I can't. I'm stuck here forever.
You did
no excuse.
Home, so.
Yeah, that's on you, bud. You
it
took separate cars.
You could have been like, oops,
I
took a wrong turn.
Even though I know how to get to your house, but
exactly.
Whatever.
But no, let's think of another one. Have you ever had to... Okay, wait. So, I mean, in all of your homeschooling time, did you ever have to lie about getting out of an assignment? Or was your mom like, bitch, I see right through you.
My mom knew
you.
I was in front of the teacher the whole time. So there was no getting out of that.
She was like, I saw what you did last night.
Yeah, exactly. So,
So what about getting out of work? And you can't say you're sick.
And I won't pretend
honestly...
that I am... your boss.
Caitlin is my boss, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah, well.
Honestly.
Well, she's drunk in front
also,
of you,
honestly,
so.
Really, I have never given excuse for Gray.
Okay.
Never.
Okay. What about an old job?
Jobs
yeah.
Yes.
Us, so
for Gray,
fine.
I've never given an excuse.
Good.
A few times.
Fired.
Fired right now.
I'm just joking. Can't do that. I love you.
Literally, any other excuse would have been that I was sick when I wasn't, but I really am a good worker. And I've never really faked an excuse to get out of work.
I mean, I've 100% said, I'm sick, but I've been fucking drunk as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, my only thing.
You got another question for Trinity here?
What about if you and your friends are going to a show, but you really don't want to ride with them?
I would just say, I'd rather take my own car in case y'all want to stay later.
Okay, well, that's not an excuse.
But that's what I would say. Otherwise, I'd be
what
like,
what if you don't
want to
drive
together.
Them?
I've never had that come up before.
Really?
Yeah, no. Oh, I'm always just like, let's ride together, because I'm the one who never wants to drive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was like, let's just carpool. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. That's all I've got.
Okay, good. I made it through.
Yeah. You made it. So I think that's it for this week, right?
I mean, do you have anything?
I do not.
I don't know. I mean, it's been fun. And so in the event that you somehow have not heard about our Patreon, go donate it to it. We will, I mean, there's a list
on our Patreon. Sign up to be a patron.
Yeah.
On our Patreon.
You just got to search What's Your Excuse podcast on there. Mm-hmm. You'll find our name. It starts with Hello Shitheads, because that's, in case you missed that too, by the way, we've only signed off the last two episodes with it, but we decided to call you Shitheads.
Yeah.
Just like, what was it? The Shit Sandwiches, South Harmon Institute Technology from Accepted.
Yep.
My main man, Justin Long. Just kidding. Let me clear up something real fast. I've said several people are my main man. My main man will always and only ever be Andy Samberg.
Thank God you cleared that up.
Yeah, I know. Because I'd be like, Space Jam, my favorite movie. Zombieland, my favorite movie. My favorite movie is Hot Rod. Always has been, always will be, always has been, except, like, I mean, the day it came out, always has been.
Yep.
Before it was created, obviously not.
I'm not going to go into that. That seems like a real long explanation.
But Andy Samberg is my man, forever and always. Don't know where we're going from that. I forgot everything.
All right, so I'm going to sign us off today.
Wait.
What were we talking about before that? That's what I'm going to get back to.
Okay, you're going to bring it full circle?
Yep.
Okay.
So, donate to our Patreon, mm-hmm. become patrons, What's Your Excuse podcast, you'll see our logo. Follow us on Facebook, What's Your Excuse podcast. It does have spaces and an apostrophe in it.
Follow us on Instagram.
Also, no spaces, no apostrophes, What's Your Excuse podcast.
All one word.
And shoot us an email with any questions or needs to get out of anything, needs for excuses or excuses you've used. What's Your Excuse podcast, all one word, @gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's it for this week, guys.
Wait, is it? I feel like we got some more shit to say.
I don't think so.
Nope. I think that's it. All right, shitheads.
I feel like we didn't bring it full circle. Oh, shitheads. Shithead. South Harmon Institute of Technology. And I said Justin Long was my main man, but he is my second main man. Andy Samberg, forever my main man. Good night, shitheads.